Okay, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. Been an incredibly important, I didn't say incredibly, I meant an incredibly important topic to discuss here with Jim. It's called The Economic Disaster of the Pandemic Response. That's a front page article that appeared in Imprimis Magazine, or Imprimis Newsletter, I should say, which I read every time I get it. It's by a guy named Jeffrey A. Tucker. He's a founder and president of the Brownstone Institute and a daily columnist on Econ for the Epoch Times. He served as the editorial director of the American Institute for Economic Research. He's written for several publications, including the Wall Street Journal, the National Review, the Freeman, and Chronicles. He's the author of 20 books, including Liberty or Lockdown. So this guy is no newcomer to the concept of lockdowns. You know, he wraps up this article, which we're going to talk about, by saying one thing, which I think a lot of people have forgotten about, specifically the folks in the Biden administration. Quote, economics is about people making choices and institutions enabling them to thrive. Public health is about the same thing. Driving a wedge between the two, as happened in 2020, ranks among the most catastrophic public policy decisions of our lifetimes. You know, I think you're going to see, you all know, I mean, you're all pretty skookum when it comes to the financial condition of the United States. I don't think anyone would argue with what I just read by Mr. Tucker. I have to say that we've been talking about the economic disaster of the pandemic response for quite some time. We are focusing on it to wrap up this particular program with this article because Mr. Tucker clearly defines very succinctly what exactly happened. I mean, the stock market really hasn't come back with any what I would call fervor. Amazon continues to lay off. The economic conditions in the United States are really, really bad. Here's an interesting way that Tucker started the article. He said in April 2020, a full month after President Trump's fateful news conference that green-lighted lockdowns be enacted by the states for 15 days to flatten the curve, the president had a revealing White House conversation with the famous Anthony Fauci. That was a little bit of an improv for me. Fauci at the time was the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Trump asked him what he thought, and Fauci looked him straight in the eye and said, I'm a doctor. I'm not an economist. I have no opinion on the economic fallout. Boy, it's a shame that he didn't, wasn't it, Jim?
Yeah, and I think you kind of skipped over Trump's comment that, according to Jared Kushner in his book, and yeah. Trump's comment was, in this discussion, I'm not going to preside over the funeral of the greatest country in the world,
right?
Trump wisely said. And, of course, he was incredibly frustrated at what was happening. And you had an entire administrative apparatus of the National Institute of Health, the CDC, NIAID, of course, that was represented by Fauci and, of course, Deborah Birx, all pushing the lockdown agenda with no historical or scientific evidence to show that that would actually help against this virus.
And you know why there wasn't any evidence? Because nobody had ever tried a lockdown before, which is something that the author of this article brings out. We have had some terrible epidemics and pandemics since, I guess it started in about 2018, and nobody ever suggested a lockdown. They had too much smarts then.
Yeah, this article is very good. He actually lays out, a series, even the 1916, 1918, the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
They didn't lock down, with the exception of a few places, and that actually grew a big pushback. And one of those key places was San Francisco that tried it.
Yeah.
But people pushed back then. And what I think his entire theme with this is the economic impact was catastrophic.
Yeah.
The public policy that was driven by unelected officials, medical officials, did not account for the overall impact of health and society. And that's what he's arguing was absolutely a fatal, damaging mistake.
You know, it's interesting. He goes on and he says, economics is about people making choices. People couldn't make any choices in terms of the pandemic lockdowns. Not only did it really devastate the business community in the United States, but I would maintain, Jim, that it devastated the social structure of the United States. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I think so. And I think, look, what happened the summer of 2020 after the lockdowns and the massive riots over the George Floyd incident had a lot to do with people's tension and frustration of being locked in and being held, basically hostage by government authorities. Now, if you remember the initial lockdown, it was supposed to be, done by Easter, 15 days.
Yeah.
And then it was extended. And of course, who was in charge? And I'll go right back to this. The task force lead was Mike Pence. Mike Pence was listening to all these insiders in Washington, all the bureaucrats that were making recommendations and not taking in consideration what the major impacts were. And there was a lot of information that was out there that this was mostly dangerous for the elderly and people that had multiple comorbidities. Mm-hmm. That was known then. As it faded, then you have the as people started to come out of it a little bit, when we actually, lifted some of the lockdowns, a lot of the blue states kept them in. But if that summer, remember, people were saying, keep your mask on, but it's okay. You won't be hurt if you're in a protest with thousands of people or hundreds of thousands of people and burning things down. It won't hurt you. People forget what happened. They forget about the lies that were told. They forget about the potential, political reasons that this happened, and that's what I think is more damaging than anything else, because half the country doesn't trust the other half. It doesn't matter which side you're on, you don't trust the other half.
Right.
It's directly related to this lockdown and basically the manipulation of the virus for political ends.
Yeah. Well, as Tucker says, and I think this particular statement really talks about, it really proves the gravity of this whole situation. Tucker says, quote, "We will be suffering the results for years, yet even today, few people grasp the relationship between our current economic hardships, extending even to the growing international tensions and the breakdown of trade and travel and the brutality of the pandemic response." Jimmy, you've had interesting opinions on the COVID pandemic over the years. Just talk about some of the highlights, would you?
Well, I suppose, first of all, I was against the masking. There was ample scientific evidence that it would not stop a 125 nanometer virus. I was very much against the lockdowns because it was impacting everyone. And of course, we started an organization in Washington that kind of pushed back as much as we possibly could. What I was very much against was unelected health officials making these determinations based on pressures from political entities. And absolutely, the worst thing about this was the media and then the government eventually, certainly under the Biden administration, getting involved with manipulating and propaganda to push an agenda that kept them in power and kept people afraid when there was absolutely no justification. We know now there's no justification, but I do know that many people are still absolutely terrified of this virus. And even with my own family and my own, and the hypocrisy is stunning of what's happening out there right now. It's crazy. And it continues because of exactly the government's propaganda through the National Institute of Health, through Health and Human Services and the CDC.
Yeah. Well, let me wrap this up by saying shutting down economic life was a singularly bad idea for taking care of the pandemic. That's been proven over and over and over. I like the way that Jim McKinney and his family responded to the pandemic. And you notice Jim is an older fellow, not nearly old enough to be in the high-risk category, but he never got sick. He got sick, but not really seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun putting the show together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.